Well, hello guys, Solo Man here. Now this is a plus-size influencer, which of course means she doesn't have a job at all. But that doesn't stop her talking gobbledygook. She reckons the airlines should provide larger seats for the plus-size people, and they should be subsidized by the slim people. So what do you reckon, guys? Do you think that will fly? A little play on words there. I mean, have you heard anything more ridiculous than this? Could only come from a femon brain. And this femon's hoping she has some allies in the government as a couple of senators. And here they are. Yes, of course, they're femons too. You see, femons, when they get into government, only think about femon things. They don't generally work for all the people, only femons. And these are the two only people that may actually think that's a good idea. But take a look at this femon here. Now, I'm not a doctor, but she doesn't look very healthy at all. And because she's too lazy or hasn't got the gumption enough to try and lose weight and stop putting food in her mouth, she expects the slimmer people to pay for her seat. You can't get more entitled than that, can you? And this is how the airlines should tackle it. They should have maybe one or two planes in their fleet for plus-size people. It won't be subsidized by the other slim passengers. If these plus-size people want a seat that they are comfortable in, then they're going to have to pay for it, and it will probably end up to be at least double the price of a normal seat. So then they have a choice: lose weight or pay double. And here's another very plus-size picture of her. And you imagine how much material it took to make that dress. What this femon and a lot of plus-size people need is a reality check. Have you ever seen an old person of this size? I haven't. And I know, especially in the States, there's a lot of plus-size males as well. But you don't see them coming out on TikTok or whatever, making ridiculous, stupid statements. Well, at least they're all like this one anyway. It seems no matter what the femon looks like, they have entitlement up to the wazoo. What this femon needs to do is go see a really realistic doctor, a male, and he can tell her the absolute goddamn truth about what she's doing to her body and her life expectancy and what health issues she already has and what she will have in the near future. It's one thing doing this to your own body, but expect other people to pay for it is quite another, isn't it? Anyway, guys, what do you think? And I was just thinking of those plus-size planes, like, how much fuel will they need to get off the ground? Well, I know some people say, oh, that's fat-shaming. No, it's just realistic. It's common sense. Take it easy.